Coming up on All Access.
5-0 team, undefeated team in our home. Are we going to defend our home today, fellas?
We got to run against them. We can run the ball against them.
Hand off to Ridley, straight up the gut, into the end zone. Touchdown!
We're 5-1. We got a big one this week. Every game gets bigger.
I really like this group we have this year. You know, like, we try to capitalize as much as we can and get the ball back in Tom's hand as much as possible.
They'll definitely test us in the running game. They run the ball against everybody, so I don't think it'll be any different. That's what they do, and we're going to have to be prepared for it, and I'm sure they'll test us out on that.
Hey, this group here is going to be why we win right here. All right? Let's all go play our best, huh? We'll have some fun. We'll be up on these boys, huh? Let's do it.
Was as improbable a comeback in the regular season as we have seen in some time here as the Patriots knocked off the undefeated Saints. Welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. That victory, however, came with a price. Many important players left the game due to injury. None more so than Captain Gerard Mayo, who is done for the year. The pity party will have to wait, though, as the games go on. Next up is a stop in East Rutherford and a rematch with the Jets. Before we preview that game, let's take one more look back at the Saints' win, including a trip inside the Patriots locker room.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Go, JD. A lot of finish tonight, all right? Carry the offense, all right?
1-on-3, 1-2-3.
5-0 team, undefeated team in our home. Are we going to defend our home today, fellas? They're undefeated for a reason. So it's time for us to take them out, fellas. It's time for us.
Ready off the shotgun snap. Pressure from his right. From Cameron Jordan. Moves up. Tom on the run. Across the 20-yard line. Slides down inside the 15. The snap to Allen, swing of Gostowski's right leg, and the kick airborne to the uprights is good.
That's good, okay? Playing with good tempo.
Hey, good job, but you know what? We can do better than that, all right? Let's get in the end zone.
And give us a three-man rush, all right? We got to run against that. We can run the ball against that.
Brady pulls away, hands it to Ridley, hesitates, then runs to the line, across midfield, outrunning defenders inside the 40 before losing his balance. Hand off to Ridley, straight up the gut, into the end zone. Touchdown!
That's what I'm talking about. Way to go, buddy. Way to go.
Keep the pressure on him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Keep the pressure on him.
Three steps to his right, fires downfield to the right for Kenny Stills. He makes the catch. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Here, right?
Yep, we got a lot of time.
All right, look, unless it's fourth and long, like fourth and 10 plus.
All right.
Okay, but if it's fourth and 3, fourth and 4, then, you know, we just got to be ready to go. We'll hold and go a field goal if we have to, and we'll still, you know.
Sure.
This is fourth down. In and out of the hands of Aaron Dobson.
You get it, pals. Let's do something with it, all right?
This is fourth down. And a catch is made by Kyle. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell Tompkins, leaping,
he's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
Unicorns! Show ponies! Where's the beef? Boy, when you thought you'd seen it all! My God!
There we go.
Love you, kid.
Get it out, boy. Yeah. 5-1.
That's what I'm talking
about. 5-1, Wendy. 5-1, Logs.
That was good,
see, fellas. Good
check,
baby.
That's a big one.
Good win, Coach.
Good job, buddy.
Good job. Go, Jay. Good game, baby.
Oh,
All right, congratulations, man. That was a hell of a football game. That was a good football team we beat today, too. It's a good football team. All right, but in the end, situational football, we did a lot of things right when we had to do them, and that's a mark of a good team, being able to make the plays you got to make to win. All right, congratulations, man. Great job. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. We're 5-1. We got a big one this week. Every game gets bigger. It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. 1, 2, 3, win!
I'm Bob Soci, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub. As we just saw and heard, last Sunday the Patriots stirred all kinds of emotions with a remarkable comeback made so exhilarating by the circumstances the Patriots had to overcome, including injuries to several key players, most notable that of linebacker Jerod Mayo, which remind us of the harsh reality of the NFL. Games go on, and this Sunday's is a renewal of a fierce divisional rivalry in New York. Winning it by any means will be no less meaningful than a memorable outcome last Sunday and the reaction it inspired. And that's the view from the booth. For Patriots All Access, I'm Bob Soci.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach now. Coach Belichick joins me. First of all, Coach, before we get to the Jet game, congratulations on a phenomenal win against the New Orleans Saints. You said after the game took 5 years off your life. What was the thought process there?
I mean, that game, it was 17-7 at the half. It kind of felt like we were in control of the game. And then they came back and tied it up, and then we went ahead, and then they went ahead. And then we had three possessions in the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter, which is, pretty unusual. So, there was a lot of rise and fall of emotions through that one. But, in the end, the players really just, they just kept plugging away out there. We made a few plays, and in the end, it was enough. And of course, great play from Tom to KT with good protection on the touchdown play. But there were so many plays that put us in position for that one. It just everybody on the team deserves credit for that game.
It just seems from watching the game, and not only this game, but the previous ones, that your team's really responded to coaching. You look right before the half, you call the timeout with Tom, you manage the clock, throw the football out of bounds without giving him a chance to kick it away there on fourth down. How important is it to save those timeouts and manage that clock and have the team respond the way they did?
Yeah, well, it's huge, and fortunately we had the timeouts to be able to use them to get the ball back and leave ourselves enough time to score. So, not, as you say, not losing them somewhere along the line with, personnel errors or can't get the play called or whatever it is. To have those at the end of the game when you really need them in critical situations, made all the difference in the world.
You've been around a game of football for obviously a long time. You have some guys that have played, quarterbacks in his 14th year. I understand that he and you both have short-term memory, whether good or bad. Yeah. How important is it for a young guy to have that, though? A guy like Dobson, Tompkins, Alfonso Dennert.
Sure. Really important because you got to think about the next play, and certainly you learn from the ones that you've had before, but you got to look ahead to the next play, the next situation, the next, whatever it is that comes out. You've got to deal with that ahead of you, and you can't be focused in the rearview mirror. But you have to learn from those things, but you got to learn from them real quickly, put them behind you, and move on. And we've had a good amount of that this year as well, but it's the next play that's really the big play.
Okay, I remember sitting right here the week after Atlanta talking to you about Vince Wilfork, team captain. Jerod Mayo goes down, another defensive team captain, and not to say, hey, are you going to elevate somebody else to captaincy, but Gerard's a guy who wore the green dot from a communication standpoint. How does that change on the field for you in relaying what signals are called or not called into the game?
Yeah, well, it changed a lot because really Gerard, for this season, handled almost 100% of the communication from the sideline into the rest of the team. And then even on the field, if we had different formations or plays that we had to check to, that he handled that. Now that responsibility is going to fall to other players, maybe multiple ones, but it's definitely going to be a change in the communication process that we've had. So that's something that's going to be big for us this week in practice and to be able to execute it, in the game as well whenever those situations come up. And I'm sure they will because the Jets run a lot of different formations and personnel groups, so they force you to adjust.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the New York Jets. More of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We've got Tom Brady mic'd up from the Saints game.
Hey, let's show some toughness, all right? Gotta show some toughness.
But first, we'll explain what's behind Sebastian Vollmer's love of the game of football.
Coming from swimming, I was really looking for some kind of team sport, and so I really liked that concept of it.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by GEICO.
I learned about football probably more when a friend took me to the local club team, and I just really loved the camaraderie and the team play and, you know, everything about it, and just really got hooked once I was exposed to it. Coming from swimming, I was really looking for some kind of team sport, and so I really liked that concept of it. And then, you know, I was looking for like a physical challenge as well, and, you know, being on the taller and bigger side of things, you know, football kind of, you know, came natural to me. I remember learning about the game just by talking to certain people, but also going to the library and just really renting a book and reading up on it. I didn't know what a tackle was doing and what the rules were, and, you know, what first and 10 means and, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, there was some adjusting, no doubt. I was just hooked once I was exposed to it. It didn't take long for me to love it. Once I saw it the first time, I just wanted to be a football player.
New England will need Vollmer and the rest of the offensive line to continue to perform well this season. Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Much is at stake this week. Can the Patriots avoid the letdown they experienced after beating Atlanta when they lost to the Bengals? And can they overcome the latest rash of injuries? Brian Lowe looks for some answers.
Signature wins can be springboards to success for an NFL team, unless they aren't. In Week 4, the Patriots pulled off a primetime victory in Atlanta, but they followed up that performance with a dud in Cincinnati. So last week's thriller against the Saints, one of the most dramatic regular season moments in Tom Brady's career, was sensational. But the memory of that game will fade quickly if the Pats can't string them together.
We're focused on the Jets now. It's a one-week season for us. Go down to New York and try to get a big win against a division opponent that's going to, you know, mean a lot for this season.
Signature wins have also come at a steep price for the Patriots. The victory over Atlanta included a season-ending injury for defensive co-captain Vince Wilfork, and the win over the Saints included a season-ending injury for fellow defensive co-captain Gerard Mayo. Those are a pair of hits right up the middle of what has been an impressive Patriots defense.
I mean, it's football. It's all expected. You know, one guy down, another guy comes up. So I feel like everybody that's here is going to help us win. That's why they're here.
So here we are in Week 7, and if preseason is included, the Patriots have 10 games down and 10 to go. This team doesn't spend too much time assessing the big picture while in the thick of the season, but having dealt with their share of early season bumps in the road, being atop their division has to be considered a decent place to be.
We lost some guys, dealt with some issues like, you know, every other team, so we're handling them okay. I mean, we're 5-1, it's a decent start. Doesn't really get you anywhere at this point. We're not really where we need to be right now. We're trying to get there.
I think everyone's sticking together. We got a lot of guys in here, and I think the best part is they're all good guys, so we all pull for each other.
Well, this is, of course, Jets week, and the last time the Patriots were at MetLife Stadium was last Thanksgiving, a decisive rout by the visitors. Rob Ninkovich said this week, "It's always fun to play in New York. They have lovely fans, and they enjoy our company." Well, those fans and the 3-3 Jets are seeking a signature win of their own, and you can bet they'd love for that to come at the expense of the Patriots. At CBS Scene, for Patriots All Access, I'm Brian Lowe.
All right, Brian Lowe, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriots defensive back Kyle Arrington. First of all, here. I just want to check. Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah, appreciate that.
You know, let's talk, because you just got that pass, let's talk
about
the
50-50
pick.
It's 50-50 now, you know. It's not 50, defense.
It better not. That pick you had the other day.
Yes,
surprised it came to you, even though you knew Drew Brees overthrew the guy, and all of a sudden just landed right in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jimmy Graham, he's a pretty big guy now.
He had trouble getting up on that one.
I was just hoping he wasn't that big because I saw the overthrow a little bit, so I kind of leaned back and just tried to, highest point, try to grab it. I wish I could have did a little better yards after catch, but hey, we're working on it.
Let me tell you something. That's a key turnover. And you're having a super year so far. Interception, two forced fumbles. And talk about this defense. And do you think that this is the best defense that you've played with since you've been here?
You know what? It's difficult to really compare because it's, you know, just so many different elements, you know, year in and year out, personnel, things like that. But I really like this group we have this year. You know, like you guys talk a lot about us being opportunistic. And I think it's accurate. You know,
we
definitely try to capitalize as most as we can on offense, turning the ball over. Because, you know, a lot of games are lost more than they are won a lot in this league. So as I just said, we try to capitalize as much as we can and get the ball back in Tom's hand as much as possible.
Speaking of pulling weight, talk about Aqib Talib and what he has done back there on defense and how he helps you guys, the rest of you guys back there as defensive backs.
Talib, I mean, he has those intangibles. You know, you just can't coach.
What makes him so good?
Not only can he cover, he's fast and can he cover, but he's rangy. Long arms. As you can see, you know, we had him on Jimmy early in the game.
And he was in his face.
Yes.
I mean, almost took Jimmy completely out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And he just has all the confidence in the world. And he's one of those guys where it's contagious. You know, attitudes is contagious. So we try to rally, you know, definitely behind guys like that. You know, so he's a great acquisition for us.
One last question, because I got to wrap this up. How do you avoid a letdown coming off the Saints game going against the Jets?
Same recipe, week in and week out. You know, we same preparation, attitude going into the game. I mean, it's Jet Week, so it's
you don't need much incentive, right?
Yes, sir.
You know,
yeah,
get up for it.
It's hard, to, you know, to come. Two down out off of a great win like that, emotional win as well.
It's the best.
So yeah.
It's Jet Week.
Just keep riding. Just keep your hopefully keep riding wave.
All right, my friend. Kyle Arrington, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Jet Week.
Now for our High School Coach of the Week. And we head up north to Tewksbury High School and congratulate head coach Brian Allward. The Redmen improved to 5-0 after beating Methuen 41-14 last week. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Tewksbury football program in the name of Brian Allward.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, after the great performance by running back Stephen Ridley, is it time for the Patriots to scrap the running back by committee approach?
Look, running back by committee is something they've had to do by necessity. It's not something they want to do. Feed the ball early and often to Ridley. Put running in the mind of the defense. That's the way to go.
Ridley did a great job a year ago as the true lead back, nearly 300 carries, but that was with a great passing offense. This ground game needs to be more diverse in 2013, and you're going to need contributions from the entire backfield committee. That's LeGarrette Blount. That's Brandon Bolden. That's going to be Shane Vereen when he's back. Don't bench those guys. You're going to need them in the long run.
All right, I say no. I love the two-back set. I love having LeGarrette Blount, the big physical back, who can also run away from you if he wants to. And I like Stephen Ridley, who's brought a lot of physicality and a lot of want-to this offense. In today's NFL, you need two backs, not one. All right, but what do you think? If you want to weigh in, go to patriots.com/PCPDebate and vote, and I'll get you the results next week. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, and let's talk about the New York Jets. So you haven't seen his team in about a month. Well, I guess it's pretty short. Yeah, you saw him a month ago. How much has Geno Smith changed in 4 weeks when you watch him play, when you flip on the tape?
Well, I thought he played very well against Buffalo. They had over 500 yards of offense. Of course, he had another game-winning drive against Atlanta when he drove down there for the game-winning field goal in that game as well. So kind of like he did in the opener against Tampa. So he's certainly had a lot of good moments. He's got a good arm. He's very good on third and long. They're over 36% conversion on third and 10 plus, which is by far better than everybody in the league. And it's real credit to his ability to recognize coverages and also have the ability to make the throws down the field. So he's certainly a good long ball thrower, and he's made a lot of plays with his legs too. They've used him in the running game on quarterback key plays and some option plays and things like that. So it seems like they're adding a little bit more for him every week.
Their mentality is to run the football.
No question.
Fair to say that they're going to try and pound in the middle and test you guys until you guys stop it?
I'm sure that they'll definitely test us in the running game. They run the ball against everybody, so I don't think it'll be any different. They use a lot of different ways to run the ball. They have some conventional runs. They have some wildcat-type plays. They have some the read zone option package, and they have times when there's three guys in the backfield besides the quarterback, so they have some different ball handling and misdirection type looks back there. So that's what they do, and we're going to have to be prepared for it, and I'm sure they'll test us out on that.
All right, good stuff. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Mike H. Says, congratulations on the big win. You passed Chuck Knoll now, and you're a historian of the game. You love the history of the game of football. How much does that win mean to you to pass a guy like Chuck Knoll?
Well, I think at some point it'll be great to, look back on that. But, really right now our challenge is the Jets, and that's where our team is. It's not about an individual record. It's about where our team is in the 2013 season. And, again, all the games that I've coached that we've won have been because the players have made the plays out there. I haven't blocked anybody or tackled anybody or thrown any passes or kicked any balls. So, been fortunate to have a lot of good players, but Coach Knoll is obviously one of the all-time greats, and I have tremendous respect for him and what he did with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and studied it pretty thoroughly. And he's a great coach.
All right, good stuff, Coach. And you get those players ready to play, so I think you did have something to do with it. All right, if you wanted to ask the coach a question like Mike H did, you got to follow us on Twitter @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Bellustrator later in the show. What are we going to do?
Well, we'll see that Jets front. They got some real good, big physical players up there that can really run and make a lot of negative plays.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Good luck this week. We'll be back later in the show with the Bellustrator, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Listen and watch as Tom Brady is mic'd up for the comeback win over the Saints.
We got time, fellas. Let's go.
And later, it's a rematch with the Jets. We'll find out where Coach Belichick sees their improvement.
We're really going to have a big challenge for our offensive line, blocking these guys up front in the running game and in the passing game.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. What's trending at Subway? The Tuscan Chicken Melt $6 footlong special. Subway, eat fresh. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting tidbit. There are two players with birthdays this month, and both happen to be rookies. Defensive lineman Joe Villano and linebacker Jamie Collins.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. And here's a treat. Let's listen in as Tom Brady was mic'd up during Sunday's win over New Orleans.
Taking the field for this Week 6 encounter opposite the New Orleans Saints.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
Good, baby. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Go kick some ass. Hey, this group here is going to be why we win right here. All right? Let's all go play our best, huh? We'll have some fun. We'll beat up on these boys, huh? Let's do it. Hey, Tony, the only thing I ask is coming in and out of TV timeouts and stuff, like just a 10-second warning.
Got it.
And I'll get my guys ready. I won't go, but...
Off the shotgun step, pressure from his right, from Cameron Jordan, moves up, Tom on the run, across the 20-yard line, slides down inside the 15 for the first and 10 forthcoming.
Hey, let's show some toughness, all right? Gotta show some toughness.
Hand off to Ridley, running room to the right with a stiff arm, across the 30, Ridley to the outside at the 35. Three steps to his right, fires downfield, to the right for Kenny Stills, he makes the catch! Touchdown, New Orleans!
Hey! We got this, huh? We got this, fellas. White, any head?
Shotgun snap to Brady. Steps up in the pocket, under pressure. Launches one deep down the right side.
Oh, Jules.
The ball is going to be intercepted. Inside the 35-yard line. A throw intercepted by the backpedaling defensive back for New Orleans.
It's over now.
You didn't see it, did you? I saw you running by that guy.
Last second, but then I overran it.
What are you thinking, babe?
We're going to have to hit an in cut, block it, or get going again. Maybe hit a second one, and then try to hit, you know, something in the end zone.
We'll get it on the 25-30. So, got to gain 10, 15 a play. We got time, fellas. Let's go. White, 28.
Steps up, hits, he releases downfield. Catch by Edelman. Holds on with a jarring hit.
We go.
Brady off the shotgun step, steps up, throws down the middle. Catch made by Austin Colley, moves upfield.
Clock! Get open. Alpha, go!
Tom under pressure, throws it to the near side. Catch is made by Austin Colley. He's brought down at the 16-yard line.
Clock! Right in the head!
Brady throws it to the end zone for Ken Brown. Tom gets leaping.
He got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Ken Brown! Hawkins!
Brady's back! Your quarterback! Pull off the building!
Let's go! I got you, boy. Way to go. Way to go. Way to go. Nice job. Way to go, baby. Way to go. Way to go. Nice job, baby. Nice job. Great play, baby. Great play. Great job, Wendy. Great job. Yes! Yes!
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's 4A at Zoe. It's Jet Week, meaning, hey, Geno Smith, we get to see him two times a year.
Oh, I'm so excited, but he's playing better.
He's a better
Geno
Smith.
We're going to show you some of the reasons why he's better, and I think most importantly, he's become a more precision quarterback, and he's taking the little things, and he's making them very important, like hand fakes.
For a guy 6 weeks in, we saw this in week two. Lackadaisical hand fake, really not caring about the play fake because he wants to get his head up, Phil. But
and
now,
he's not getting any action from the linebackers. They're not fighting because he's not selling it.
What does Brady, what does Manning do? Here it comes. Show the football, duck the head. Nice play fake, sets the feet, protects the football in here. And also, here, I'll let you get outside because you remember in week two, you know, this guy's getting flushed outside. Patriots are pushing him, and he just kind of chucks that thing up, ends up picking the ball off. Now, he's protecting it more, meaning they're telling him, hey, if something's not there on third and four, go ahead and use your legs. We know you didn't do it at West Virginia.
No.
Do it here.
Yeah, and that's important because he has the ability, and that's going to make that offense a little more dangerous, especially going to make the defense of the Patriots be more aware of what he's doing.
So if I'm the New England Patriots, I kind of push that middle, and then I really trust my guys on the edge. Rob Ninkovich, Chandler Jones, push that edge, and then if you got to kick Chandler down inside, you bring Buchanan in. Who knows?
Yeah, and keep him in the pocket. Let him prove that he can throw the ball out of a well.
You ever see a unicorn before?
I have, actually.
What do they eat?
Moonbeams and lollipops.
Wow.
There's never a dull moment with you two. Thanks, guys. The Patriots are gearing up for a tough road game this Sunday against their AFC East rivals, the New York Jets. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the top storylines as the Pats try to go 6-1. With Jerod Mayo on IR, you're looking at second-year linebacker Dante Hightower to be the top choice as the quarterback of the defense. He will most likely wear the communication helmet and lead the defensive huddle on Sunday. And coming off a highly productive game by Stephen Ridley last week, the challenge remains to build on it. This season, the Jets have allowed the fewest rushing first downs with just 17, a daunting task for Ridley, who averages about 4 yards a carry. And the Patriots are embarking on back-to-back division games. With a win over the Jets this Sunday, that would extend their streak to 13 straight wins over their division opponents. That will do it for the storylines. Now let's jump right into our opponent news brought to you by Geico.
The Opponent News is brought to you by Geico.
The Jets should have beaten the Patriots back in September and have improved greatly ever since. One thing is for sure, Rex Ryan will have his team ready to play.
You know, we think we have a good plan in place, but at the same time, you got to respect the fact that this team wins it every, you know, has won it every year, certainly. You know, so Belichick and all those guys, absolutely, we respect them, but we fear none of them. I can promise you that.
I just believe that we do have enough talent to beat any team. You know, if we come out, we play our A game, and we go out there, and we play sharp, and we stick to what we've been coached to do, I think we can beat anyone.
Those are the thoughts from the Meadowlands. Now let's see what Coach Belichick thinks. It's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Taking a look at the New York Jets, their front seven coach. Real active up front. Atlanta's trying to run the football here.
Yeah, they do a real good job up front. This is 93 Ellis here on the nose. Harrison is also plays in there, so they're very disruptive up front. Hard guys to block. They do a good job of setting the edge here, taking on blockers. And you can see Ellis kind of shoots the gap there, gets Rodgers in the backfield for a tackle for a loss. They're second in the league in tackles for losses. They get a negative play almost once about every five plays, so they're very disruptive.
All right, inside the five-yard line, I, of course.
Right, this is Harrison kind of jumping around. Again, they do a good job at the point of attack and then get some pressure from the backside here from their nose tackle, Harrison. You know, two real good nose tackles in Harrison and Ellis, very disruptive guys.
So you got to get low, hat on the hat, and of course, you know, red zone offense. I know you've been trying to get better as that as a team.
Yeah, we got to do a good job blocking those front guys. This is Wilkerson. He's had a real good year for him. He's over here on our left side, although they move him around a little bit. Nice pass rush move here in the Pittsburgh game last week. You know, comes clean for a sack. So we're really going to have a big challenge for our offensive line. Blocking these guys up front in the running game and in the passing game, and they got a lot of them.
All right, I know you haven't seen these guys in a month. Divisional game, we know it's the Jets. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach, good luck. There's your Belistrator, more of All Access right after this, and we'll be back with the show.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna, and this week on Totally Patriots, Devin McCourty gets tilted.
I think that was the coolest thing growing up, was having a twin, because you always had someone to do something stupid with.
That's right, plus we sit down with some of your favorite players in Pat's chat. We'll get to know them.
You have some big shoes to fill right now with Wilford.
No question, you know, Vince is, you know, one of the best guys that's ever played the position.
Join us this Saturday morning at 10 on MyTV 38.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft, along with Patriots wives and significant others, were at the Women's Lunch Place in Boston this week to prepare and serve lunch to women in need.
We're just really thankful for the opportunity to be here. It's so rewarding for us to be able to give back to the community and to be able to help these women.
It was all a part of the organization's Celebrate Volunteerism initiative, and in memory of the Patriots matriarch, Myra Kraft.
This Women's Lunch Place was a place that she felt
so many people did so much good and really made a difference in so many women's lives.
Welcome back to Pitchers All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And let's talk about that big win the Patriots coming off of. And here's my question, not to take anything away from that dramatic win, but did the Patriots win that game or did the Saints lose that game?
I can't believe you're asking that question.
You're not taking anything away?
Lose that game.
You know, listen, I think there's certainly things that New Orleans would like to have over again in those last 2 minutes. I think they would probably want to throw the ball to try to get a first down and end the game. But let's give the Patriots defense, a banged-up defense, some credit here because I thought New Orleans really ran the ball very well in the second half. Mm-hmm. And then when they had to run the ball, they couldn't. I think they had one net yard in those last two drives that they got the three and outs on. One of them was already in field goal range, which to me makes the job that much more difficult because New Orleans really had its whole playbook open because you know you already have a field goal. So you can be a little bit more cavalier.
The Saints' play calling was atrocious.
Terrible.
But the defense has been stepping up all year.
You've got to give the credit to the defense to get the ball back, and then you got to give credit to the Patriots' offense, which was really struggling throughout the second half. They made plays when they had to.
To me, Steve, when you set up that final situation, ball on the 30-yard line, 1:13 left, no timeouts.
No timeouts left.
I'm throwing the penalty flag on you for even asking the question. That's a great win for the Patriots.
Yeah, just, no, I'm not taking, I don't want to take anything away from the win because I agree with you. Vintage Brady.
Yes.
Vintage Brady. I'm talking about the play calling from the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, absolutely. If we were Saints all access here, I'm killing Sean Payton. Right?
Right?
Now. Absolutely. This is an offensive guru who handed the ball off five times out of six plays.
I got to go with Mike on this.
It's a great win for the
Patriots.
Really,
what's assistive is football isn't black and white. There's always going to be a little bit of accountability on both teams in terms of the final result. But what I focus on is the end. I mean, to pull that off, like you said, vintage Brady magic, however you want to characterize it. That was as exciting of a finish as we've seen.
Come over with us, Steve. Come on board.
No, I'm definitely on board. Because to see Brady the way he produced down the stretch was, I mean, it doesn't get better than that. It really doesn't. Which injury hurts this team the most?
Well, I think if Aqib Talib is out long term, you know, that would be something that would really significantly impact what they've done on defense. I think he's been the team's best player, quite frankly. Six games, he's been their MVP. To look at the laundry list of really, really talented receivers he's taken on, Julio Jones, Vincent Jackson, A.J. Green, this week Jimmy Graham, a whole different type of receiver. Right. I don't think you can put that really into any kind of stats to figure out just how much that's helped the defense. This is really troublesome for me because, you know, Mike talked a couple of shows about last year and his hip problem.
Yep.
I'm really concerned about a hip problem for this guy.
Because it's not the first time he's had it, Steve. So now it's back, and when he comes back, how does that affect him? Will we see the same Aqib Talib, assuming he does come back? I agree with Paul completely. Aqib Talib, period. All the other injuries are important because those players were playing significant roles, but Aqib Talib was on a completely different level, and it's been exciting for me as a fan of football to watch him this year, the ability to match up, and what that does for the defense, the creativity that the coaching staff can do with the other 10 players to say, Aqib, we know you're going to take care of Vincent Jackson, Julio Jones at times, A.J. Green, Jimmy Graham, we'll take care of the rest.
It's been like the tail off. Let me go here because I think the Patriots have lost their quarterback on defense, and that's Gerard Mayo. He's the guy that's calling these plays in the huddle. He's the guy that's setting up everything on defense. How big of a loss is that going to be?
I think it's significant. I think it's a lot like Vince Wilfork. I think he's a terrific player, but I also think that he's a great leader, and I think he's a different kind of leader than Vince. I think he's probably quieter and more of an example type. But that communication, you know, the stuff that we just take for granted, I think that's important,
right.
You know, in the huddle, getting the checks done. He's asked to do a lot. Mike, you chart all the plays, and
never,
you know,
comes off
what's
the field,
I mean, maybe 95% of the defensive snaps before he got hurt the other day. This is a big loss.
Yeah, I would say it's a direct hit at the heart of the Patriots defense, just like Vince Wilfork was. But I will say this. You still have a Rob Ninkovich. You still have a Devin McCourty. Those guys are leadership types. Not at the same level, Steve, not at the same level, but they still have players here. I don't think all hope is lost.
Jets are next. Prediction time.
Well, to me, you just have to force some turnovers. I think Geno Smith is the guy that's going to turn the ball over. And when he doesn't turn it over, the Jets are very competitive. So you got to find a way to take the ball away. The Patriots are as good as any defense in football. We'll see how that continues with Mike's depth. It'll be a good check. I like the Patriots to ride the momentum and come away with a 26-13 win.
Paul, right on the money with the turnovers. I was surprised to see the Jets have only forced 3 turnovers this year. I think they're minus 11 in the turnover differential. Will be a huge story in the game. And to me, Steve, can the Patriots stop the run? The Jets obviously going to try to ground and pound them without Wilfork, without Mayo. We'll find out. I think we could see some points in this game. I'll say 31-21 Patriots.
So you're both saying they're coming back 6-1.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.